Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is walked intentionally. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McGraw now playing right field. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Bob Locker. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valdespino for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bolo, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jerry Foes now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. Weiss moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Dick Stigman now pitching. Joe Nosek now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCraw strikes out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Weiss scores. Fisher moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Buford moves to third. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford scores. Cater moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher strikes out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Nelson now pitching. John Sevcik now catching. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. McCraw bunts towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Fisher moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Buford moves to third. It's 12-4, White Sox. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Bill Skowron. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 13-4, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hall hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Killebrew moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 14-4, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sevcik fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss scores. Two outs. It's 15-4, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Cater reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 16-4, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 17-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 17, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.